Okay, and now would invite the Beaches to lead us in our call to worship for this evening.
God rules. There is something to shout over.
The heavens announce that he'll set everything right.
And everyone will see it happen. Glorious.
God loves all who hate evil.
So God's people, shout praise to God.
Give thanks to our holy God.
Away in a manger, no grave.
And we have our scripture reading from John chapter 1 verse 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Messiah, King, Savior, Emmanuel, Word made flesh, light of the world, Lord. We know Jesus by all these names and many others. We light the Christ candle in celebration of his birth and of the hope, joy, love, and peace he brings to us and to the whole world. Jesus, the best gift ever.
Amen.
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 This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Rejoice in all you will show.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay. Jim, is this where we have the... okay.
Yes, please.
Going right into it.
Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in the province of Judea at the time when King Herod resigned. Not long after Jesus was born, Magi, wise men, or seers from the east made their way from the east to Jerusalem. These wise men made inquiries.
Where is this newborn? Who is the king of the Jews? When we were far away in the east, we saw his star, and we have followed its glisten and gleam all this way to worship him.
King Herod began to hear rumors of the wise men's quest, and he and all his followers in Jerusalem were worried. So Herod called all of the leading Jewish teachers, the chief priests, and the head scribes. And he asked them where Hebrew traditions claimed that a long-awaited anointed one would be born.
But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are no poor relation. For from your people will come a ruler, who will be the shepherd of my people Israel.
Herod called the wise men to him, demanding to know the exact time the special star had appeared to them. Then Herod sent them to Bethlehem.
Go to Bethlehem and search high and low for the Savior child. And as soon as you know where he is, report it to me so that I may go and worship him.
The wise men left Herod's chambers and went on their way. The star they had first seen in the east reappeared, a miracle that, of course, overjoyed and enraptured the wise men. The star led to them the house where Jesus lay. As soon as the wise men arrived, they saw him with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. They unpacked their satchels and gave Jesus gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
And then, just as Joseph did a few months before, the wise men had a dream warning them not to go back to Herod. The wise men heeded the dream, ignoring Herod's instructions. They returned home to their homes in the east by a different route.
The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you bow with me for a moment, please? Gracious God, we pause in the midst of all of our celebrations to spend some time with you. So we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would bless us, that what we do tonight would help us to love you more dearly and follow you more nearly and see you more clearly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we've had the joy this evening of hearing songs and singing songs, and was shared with us the Christmas story from the second chapter of Matthew. And I wanted to tonight share the Christmas story from the second chapter of Luke, but I was going to ask if I could get some help. So there'll be a couple times where I'm going to ask for some sound effects, right? So it'll be things like everybody goes, yay, or aww. Some things like that. So kids, if you can help me with that, I'd really, really appreciate it. For those of you who are teenagers, I also need you to help with this. I thought the way that would be most likely that you'd be able to participate would be, so when we get to those things, you can just kind of roll your eyes, all right? Because, you know. And for those of you who are in middle school, you know, you can do either or maybe both. So let's share together the story of Jesus' birth as we find it in the Gospel of Luke, starting in chapter 2. So in those days, there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be counted, so that we know who everybody is and where they are. And of course, the biggest reason that a government would do this, or a king or a governor would want to do this, is so that folk can be taxed. Yay! Oh, wait, I guess we don't cheer for those, do we? So everybody got up and went to the town of their ancestors. And so Joseph, who was of the house and family of David, went to the city of David, Bethlehem. And he took with him Mary, who he was engaged to be married. And Mary was expecting. In fact, she was very, very expecting. And when they got to Bethlehem, she had the baby. And they had the baby in a stable because there just wasn't room for them inside. Well, then there were shepherds, and the shepherds were out watching their flocks by night, doing the thing that they were supposed to do. And all of a sudden an angel came and they were terrified. And suddenly the angel said to them, look, don't be afraid, for God has given to you a great gift today, that born in the city of David is a Savior whose name is Christ the Lord. And this is how you'll know, because you'll find the baby wrapped up in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And then all of the sudden, along with that angel, there was a whole host of God's army of angels just singing and praising. Okay, everybody. Yay!
Yay!
Good job! Singing and praising to God. And so after the angels went back into heaven, the shepherds said to each other, we gotta go check this out. And so they went looking. Now, they were a little nervous about this because shepherds were not everybody's favorite kinds of people, right? When you go to school and the teacher asks you, so what do you want to be when you grow up, when you get to be an adult? What career choice do you want to have? You know, people might say things like astronaut or politician, or they might say I want to grow up and drive truck, or they might say that they want to be a YouTuber. But what almost nobody ever said was, I want to grow up to be a shepherd. Nobody wanted to be a shepherd. And so they're kind of sneaking in to Bethlehem because they're just thinking that, you know, it might be better if nobody sees us, but we just have to find out. We just have to figure out. We got to see this thing that God has told us about through his angels. So they kind of snuck into town and they found everything just like the angels had told them. And there was me, Mary, and Joseph, and the baby wrapped up in swaddling clothes and was lying in a manger. And they knew that the promise that God had made was true. They knew that the very best gift ever had come.
Yay!
Yes! So they told Mary what had happened. And Mary just kind of thought real hard about this, kept it really close, thought about it for a long, long time. And the shepherds, they went back to the fields and they were singing and shouting and cheering. Yay! Because they wanted to tell everybody what had happened to them, what they had seen, and what God had promised. The salvation that had come to us in Jesus. So as we get into our Christmas celebrations, as we wake up tomorrow and we find what's under the tree and have the special meals and all the other things that we're going to do tomorrow, let's remember the shepherds and remember that they were just looking for opportunities that they could tell other people about who Jesus is and how important he is. So let's go be like the shepherds and we'll cheer God. All right, one more time. Here we go. Yay! Thank you, boys and girls. Appreciate your help. And I appreciated the eye rolls too. And now I'd invite you as we continue to share, as we sing our next hymn, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
Road.
would invite you to join me as we prepare to join in a time of prayer. And as we usually do, I'll invite you to join me as I lead us in prayer. And then there'll be a pause in the middle and time for you to lift your own personal prayers. And again, if the Spirit moves you to make those prayers out loud, please, please feel free to do that. You can unmute for this part. If the Spirit moves you to pray silently, please do that as well. And this will just be a time for us to join together in heart and voice and mind as we pray, as we come into the presence of God together. Will you join me as we pray? God of light and hope, in whom there is no darkness, cause your light to shine on us and through us to others, that they may know of you and of your love. While we celebrate, others do not. Some are sad. Some are sick. Some are lonely. Some don't know Jesus. We pause now and pray for them. Thank you for listening to us, for paying attention to us when we pray. Thank you for being close to us when we pray. Just like the shepherds did, help us to tell about your gift of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now we join together as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray as we sing it together.
Our Father, Lord, on heaven's high throne, most holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done.
Again, as we worship, we always pray, we always hear the scripture, we gather, we serve, and we give our gifts to honor God. So we invite you as God leads you to prepare to give gifts that express your love, your devotion, your thanks and your trust in the God who sent us, Jesus. Will you join me as we pray? Thank you, God, for sending us the gift of Jesus. Please accept the gifts we offer. Bless them and bless us, so that like the shepherds, we can tell others about Jesus. In his most precious name we pray. Amen. Now I invite you to join as we sing our closing hymn. And I just want to offer a reminder before we do that, that there is also another service today that will include candlelight communion. And so if you find that you're missing that, that opportunity is there, and invite you to join us as we worship that way as well. So let's join together as we sing our closing hymn, Silent Night. Now I would ask God's richest blessing to be upon you as we go from this time together, and would invite you to join as we give and receive this blessing as we sing together.
and cause his face to shine with peace. Glory to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Savior close beside us, God's love from harm to hide us, the Spirit's power to guide us evermore.
Blessings to you, and have a very, very Merry Christmas. Amen.
Amen.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you all for being here. Thank you all for helping with the service tonight. Appreciate it very, very much.
Thank you.
Good night.
Merry Christmas. See ya.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Can't wait to see you all again.
Yes.
Hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon. That's right. Love you guys.
Love you too.